We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave St. Peter, President and Chief Executive Officer of Minnesota Twins, joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. David, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David. I'm great today.
Hey, here we go. We've got our schedule, and we start off in Chicago. And then, Dave, pretty exciting because when we come home on the 28th, we've got two teams that are playoff teams going at it with St. Louis coming to town.
Yeah, we do. Obviously, our season will open in Chicago against the White Sox on the 24th of July, and then after a three-game set, we'll come home and have our home opener on July 28th against St. Louis. And then the Cleveland Indians come into town for a four-game set. So we will be tested early, and the sprint, known as the 2020 season, gets underway here, Dave, in less than 3 weeks.
It's kind of exciting, though, and David, I would ask you as well, fans want to know, I mean, we see the schedule, first thing we do is look to what tickets we could get for what game. Do we see any point where fans will be in the stands?
You know, I think, you know, we remain hopeful that that will be the case. You know, clearly the virus is gonna tell us whether that's possible. You know, we remain actively engaged in a conversation with the governor's office and the Minnesota Department of Health. You know, we're watching what other venues such as Canterbury are doing and certainly looking for an opportunity to, at some point down the road. I do not expect that our season will open with fans. I think we're going to play empty, Dave, for some period of time, but perhaps by the middle of August, certainly by September. If the virus allows, we certainly will have a plan to reintroduce fans into Target Field for the stretch run and hopefully a playoff run in October.
Tell me about your observations so far of spring training round two, this time in Minneapolis.
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, health and safety, right? It's a different environment. There's a lot of social distancing going on. There's mask wearing going on. There's staggered workout, so it's different. And you know, I give Rocco Baldelli a lot of credit. He's really thought out, along with the coaches and our medical team, how do we get our players in, get their work completed, and get them out, and do it in a safe, efficient manner. I think the other takeaway is we can hit. You know, we're playing a lot of inter-squad games here coming up. I'm hopeful we're going to be able to, hopefully, maybe even broadcast one or two of those. Certainly, live stream them. And I think fans are going to enjoy watching this team. Offensively, we have a chance to be incredibly dynamic. And batting practice for the Twins right now is a must-see. So we're going to find ways to give our fans that type of view into that.
You know, looking at the schedule, I know we were all a little concerned about all the games we played right away. But, Dave, if things go the way we anticipate, we would have a little more rest time in September, which, frankly, would be good fortune should that happen.
Yeah, you know, the schedule obviously always has quirks. And, you know, I think there's going to be stretches that are going to be difficult. I know in the month of August we have one off day, which is, you know, tough. You know, that's difficult. But you're right, we have a number of off days in September. So if we can get through August and get to September and be in a position, hopefully, to try to win that division and set ourselves up for October baseball, those off days in September will be gold. So you take it kind of in stages, but overall, I think our schedule's fair. We certainly think that, you know, the regional nature of it mitigates our travel in a way that we probably set up better than most.
You talked about health and safety, David. I would ask you about testing ability. Are you supplied well enough to get through the season?
Yeah, you know, we've been pretty much unencumbered there, Dave. We've been able to navigate the testing challenges and generally speaking, received our results. There really haven't been the issues here with the Twins that we've seen maybe with some of the other clubs. You know, it's a day-by-day thing. It's, as I said, it's a new environment. It's incredibly detailed and stringent, but and it's important. Let's be honest. The health and safety of our players and our staff is paramount. But so far, so good here in Minnesota. I think our players appreciate the environment that Rocco and our coaches and our medical staff have created. I think they feel generally safe. I'm not sure they feel comfortable yet, but we're trying to get them there, and with the hope that we can kind of get their minds focused fully on baseball here at some point by the season starting.
What is their level of enthusiasm and excitement as you're watching and, I know, physically distancing, David, yourself, but as you talk to these players and the coaches, are they excited to be playing baseball again?
Yeah, they're excited to be back. I mean, this group, if anybody watched our club a year ago, they saw a group that had tremendous chemistry, loved coming to the ballpark every day and playing, and that's still very apparent. But it's different. You know, there isn't the masses of guys, you know, sitting around, you know, they are social distancing. We're trying to keep them moving. But you know, if you're around the batting cage and have a chance to observe some of those things, there's a lot of camaraderie and, you know, I'd say some trash talking that goes on there as well. But they like to have fun. It's a fun environment. Josh Donaldson's been great. I think he's going to add a level of competitiveness and edge that's going to help our club. And obviously, he's an elite third baseman and one of the preeminent bats in our game. So we're thrilled to have him in the middle of that lineup.
Let me ask you this, and I know Hammer's telling me I just got a minute left, so I appreciate that, Hammer. Thank you. I would mention to you, Dave, that, you know, I watched the soccer leagues when this whole thing hit, and they were selling cardboard cutouts where fans could get their likeness put in a cardboard cutout at the stadium. It turned out to be more popular than they thought. Now I see Oakland's doing it. I see Kansas City's going to do it. Has that crossed your mind at all, of fans asking for their cardboard cutout as just to sit in the stands and pretend they're there?
Yeah, you know, we've looked at that, Dave. We're also looking at a lot of other things about how we engage our fans, specifically our season ticket holders, throughout the course of the season. So some of those ideas haven't been announced yet. They'll be coming. But those are things that we're certainly looking at. And I think some of the fun things that you've seen out of Oakland and Kansas City are good examples. But, yeah, there's no question that our fans are going to have similar opportunities here over the course of the 2020 season.
Hey, thanks as always for taking the phone call, Dave. Have a good day. We'll stay in touch, obviously, but very excited about what's coming up here.
All right, David. Be well.
You too. Stay safe. Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins on WCCO, the radio home of the Twins. And again, we got our schedule out. It's on their website, but again, on ours too, in the first exhibition game on the 22nd of July, first game in Chicago for official reasons, on the 24th.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.